Hey, this is Jeff Young, the Catholic Foodie at CatholicFoodie.com, and I am just leaving my office at the church parish, St. Peter's. I'm off first block today at St. Paul's, where I teach, so I just came over to check on my office and see what's going on. And let's see, some interesting things that are going to be happening today. One of them in particular, very interesting, is that I'm getting a flu shot today. Every year, our school organizes it to where a nurse will come out to the school and administer flu shots to teachers. So that's very, very exciting. And let's see, I got to go run a couple of errands real quick before I have to go back to school. The cops were out and about big time this morning. I saw three teenagers get pulled over, three separate cars. Pulled over for speeding in school zones. That's not good. You should not speed in a school zone. Probably shouldn't speed at all, but if my wife heard me say that, she would say, you should be talking. I have somewhat of a heavy foot most of the time, and I have to remind myself, or she will have to remind me often, to slow down. So, that's about it. We had a fantastic day yesterday. Went to my in-laws' house in Baton Rouge for Christopher's little, belated birthday party. And we had some awesome food. It was so delicious. My brother-in-law, who's a fantastic cook, he prepared all this. And I left a boo yesterday about our menu, but I left some things off. I didn't even realize we had more food. And it was some good stuff. I mean, we had the hummus to start with. We had spinach pies, which he made. He said overall, the whole process took 8 hours. Now, he wasn't there the whole time, but, they're working the whole 8 hours. I mean, the dough had to rise, and he had to work with the dough and all that, but it was 8 hours. Pretty amazing. And he also did stuffed bell peppers, red bell peppers. And this was like Lebanese style. You had cinnamon and allspice in the meat, in the stuffing, right? The meat and the rice. And these things were submerged in what looked like some kind of a very thin, not a thick thing, but a thin sort of tomato-based juice. And, oh my goodness, they were so good. I couldn't get over it. So I need to ask him for the recipe for that. And let's say, of course, they had the frog legs. My son had requested from his grandmother frog legs for his special birthday lunch, and I have to admit, I did not eat them. I've never had frog legs before, and I probably never will have frog legs. I don't like reptiles. I just don't like them. They're green, they're slimy, they jump around, they're just live in the mud. I mean, I love crawfish, but not frogs, not reptiles. So, I did not try them, but my son loved them, everybody loved them, apparently they were good. So anyway, I think that's all I have for you right now. I will send another boo out a little bit later today. Maybe after I get my shot. Well, have a good one, and until we talk again, bon appetit.